Well, said Brother Peter, preparing to leave us, if you have no other wishes or concerns, then... But Holmes immediately interrupted him. There is one thing, he began. As you can imagine, we would like to get an idea of Brother Emmanuel and his surroundings. In this respect, we would be very thankful if we could have a look in his room. Brother Peter hesitated for a moment, then replied, As you wish. If you want, I can take you there immediately. I doubt, however, that you will find any clues there. It's just an ordinary cell. You're certainly right, Holmes said, but this is part of our investigative routine. We just want to stay true to our usual methods and proceed accordingly. Certainly, the vicar replied. Please, follow me. Friar Peter went ahead, onto the long corridor to the right of the stairwell, where the next floor could be reached via the stairs. Holmes, with his slanted leg and crutch, naturally slowed our progress. At the top, we turned to the left, and in front of the third floor, we stopped. With the help of the vicar's keychain, we gained access to the room. After you, said the vicar, this is Friar Emmanuel's cell. It was, I corrected, looking around. The room was much smaller than ours. A narrow bed, a table at the end of the head, a chair, a candle, an oven, and a crucifix. Holmes took the Bible lying at the table and began scrolling through it. Then he suddenly said, Can I borrow it? Of course, replied Friar Peter. The regular reading of Holy Scripture is an important part of the duties of every upright Christian. It will certainly be rewarding to you with knowledge. Holmes put the book in his coat, making a gesture of gratitude, and walked up and down in the small room back and forth. He inspected the walls, the ceiling, the floor. He looked under the bed, even lifted the mattress with his crutch, and briefly opened the tiny window that looked more like a loophole.